From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
The price of banking with your smartphone is a price many people are willing to pay. We'll explain in a moment.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Not everybody is sold on the concept of banking at your fingertips, that is, conducting your banking business on your smartphone. But a sizable number of Americans engage in mobile banking, and a surprising number say they'd be okay with paying for a mobile banking app. Here to talk about this is Telus Demos of the Wall Street Journal. Telus, you wrote about a survey of nearly 4,000 U.S. users of bank apps. Talk about the poll.
The poll asked people whether or not they'd be willing to pay for the mobile banking app that their bank gives them. And it's surprisingly, while people generally talk about, you know, how they hate bank fees, and bank fees are the things that would make them want to ditch their banks and pick others. Surprisingly, 40% of people said they'd be willing to pay $1 a month for their mobile banking app. And even more surprisingly, perhaps 20% of people said that they'd be willing to pay $3 for their mobile banking app, which suggests that, at least so far, banks have succeeded in making a product that is sticky and useful, and that people would, you know, kind of be willing to actually part with a little bit of money to have, which I would say is a pretty big victory for banks when, you know, historically they've been pilloried by consumers and lawmakers for, you know, imposing fees for services like, you know, if you overdraft your account or account minimums, or, you know, some banks used to charge fees for ATMs. Some banks still charge ATM fees, especially if you're out of network. So I think those things have generally been a target for consumers, and now people are saying actually the things that their banks give them mobile-wise are very useful.
And it seems to me that a lot of these people who are willing to pay might be millennials, the type of people that don't have a heck of a lot of money.
Well, that's interesting. I'm not actually sure that that's the case. They didn't break it down by age, so we can't say for sure. But millennials are actually the people who are most sensitive to fees for banking. In part, that's because they really don't do much, generally speaking. They don't do as much with their bank services, right? They're not taking out a lot of loans. They don't have, you know, portfolios that they manage. They don't need a lot of sort of, you know, complicated budgeting advice and things like that. So basically, they use their banks, you know, to take money out and keep money, and they don't really want to pay a lot of fees. And a survey by Fair Isaac, the people who make FICO scores, actually found that millennials were more likely to switch their accounts if they didn't like the fees. So I think actually it's in some respects it's older consumers who are people who actually really get a lot of use out of the mobile banking services that they have. One very popular service is mobile check deposit. If you still get checks, which perhaps is something also that tilts towards older consumers, you can take a picture of it with your phone and deposit it that way. You don't have to send it in or go to the branch. That's something that mobile apps do. Another thing that they do is they set up online bill pay. So if you have a lot of bills that you pay, you know, and it's not something that you can just kind of put your credit card into a website, you know, maybe you pay, you pay your mortgage this way, or you might pay, you know, the landscaper or something this way. You know, mobile bank apps offer that service, you know, on the smartphone. And the thing about smartphones is that everyone has one now. It's not a young person thing anymore. So I actually don't think it's just driven by millennials.
Which banks offer these apps? Aren't there a few leaders in this, and don't they stand to make hundreds of millions of dollars from mobile apps?
Yeah, the biggest mobile banks are also the biggest banks. So we're talking J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo. Those are and Bank of America, Citigroup. I mean, those are the banks that really have also pushed people to use mobile. And you know, J.P. Morgan has actually, in particular, spent a lot of money developing, and Wells Fargo now too, developing like a mobile wallet where, you know, people will get a variety of banking services and will be able to, you know, kind of put their credit cards and use them kind of like you would another thing like Samsung Pay or Apple Pay. And those are the banks that would stand to make the most. I mean, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars in revenues if they started charging for those services.
According to a different survey published by the Fed last year, a slim majority of Americans said they used a mobile banking app. I still found that kind of interesting, since it seems to me a lot of Americans, you know, might not be that comfortable with the idea of banking online, or maybe they're afraid that if they lose their phone, they could be in real trouble.
Well, I think that it's an interesting shift going on. I think that maybe 5 years ago or 10 years ago, people would have felt that way about banking on their computer, on their home computer. And now I think that actually seems perhaps to people relatively a little more sort of secure than using their mobile phone. It of course depends on exactly how you're set up, right? In some ways, mobile phones offer a greater level of security because you know you need to use your thumbprint or something, or get a text message with a sort of secondary password in order to log into account. And it's, you know, your phone might be a little less likely to have spyware or something on there that could be, in theory, kind of tracking your movements. But at the same time, you know, people are very familiar with web browsers, and you know, they might just feel more secure in that environment. So it's a slow behavioral change, but I think that we're probably getting to the point where people feel equally as secure and equally as unsecure in both the mobile and the sort of web environment on their desktop.
I guess a lot of people still use either cash or, you know, the bank card.
Yeah, absolutely. Cash, it continues to be a very popular way for people to pay for things. 80% of people who don't use a mobile banking app for payments say that they just find cash to be simpler, easier, and safer. A separate survey found that, you know, that 40% of people think that we will never get rid of cash, that even as all of your mobile banking apps become more ubiquitous and easier and everyone gets used to using them, that there will just always be a place for cash, especially for like small transfers between friends, or even if you're doing large transactions where you just want to remain secure, or maybe you're, you know, kind of meeting somebody that you've, you know, agreed to sell something to, you know, over the web, and then you meet in person and you exchange cash. I mean, that still feels like the safest, most convenient payment option for a lot of people.
And we should mention that Federal Reserve survey from last year said that 53% of American smartphone owners used a banking app, and that was up from 43% as of 2011.
Yeah, it's something that is increasingly ubiquitous, and not only are those percentages higher, but the percentage of people that own smartphones has really gone up tremendously. I mean, that's really been the biggest change, I would say. So you said it went from about 40% to 50% of people have used a mobile banking app, but in that time, the percentage of people who used a smartphone went from 40% to almost 80%. So the fact is that, you know, when people get a smartphone, maybe about half of people actually use it actively for banking, but now the fact is that virtually everyone has a smartphone, and so you're talking now, you know, half the country is perhaps, you know, banking in that fashion.
Telos Demos of the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.